Yeah, now with feeling.
This isn't... Hey, we have... Todd should know better not to put any of this bull crap in the episode.
Put a little gusto in that, Jay.
We don't edit.
I don't know what you heard about our show, but we don't edit.
I can't wait till my cousin hears the first episode, and then it's just like, oh, yeah, black banana, do you like kayaking? Does that look good? Feel good? Fish good? Is that fun? Is that good enough for you?
Note to self.
That's exactly how
never
it's
buy
be.
This product.
Is that good enough for you, Roland?
Yeah. Good times. Good times. What's new, dude?
Hey, you know, another week.
Another week. Back in it.
Back at it. 100 episodes.
It's out of control, isn't it?
Triple digit episodes.
It's that. That's crazy.
So
the zero is fine. Well, I mean, there's not really a zero, but the zero is going to finally go away.
But wait, what was the argument? Because BJ told me that you were more excited about the fact that it was 2 years instead of 100 episodes. 100 episodes, I think, is more impressive.
100 episodes is pretty cool.
Because if you say 2 years and you're at 100 episodes.
No. Because 2 years is going to be 104. So I'm more excited about episode 104 because that's officially 2 years.
I like them both.
But they're both, I mean, 100 is really cool. Like, 100 is a big, like, it's a milestone. It's a flashy number. It's not like, hey, guys, we're at 104 episodes.
You get to 100 wins in baseball. Right. Like, that's an outstanding season.
Well, yeah.
So.
Yeah, Todd, can you bring in the cake, please?
There's a girl in it, right? like a jump out of the cake.
Gigantic cake.
Is that a thing that really happens, or is that just a TV show made-up thing?
It certainly happens on TV, but I've never seen it. I've never been in a room or a party or where a girl jumped out of a cake.
Hey, how else are midgets going to get work, huh?
it's generally a sexy, gorgeous lady, right?
No,
yeah.
But is that a real thing? Have you ever seen a lady jump out of a cake?
No, never. No, I don't think that's a real thing.
I've never seen a stripper cop either.
Not, hey,
yeah.
Turn it down
boys,
in here.
You boys have been, yeah.
We got a complaint about there being too much rowdiness in this party.
Stay tuned for the end of October, Jared's bachelor party.
Oh, yeah. Wowzers. Mad strippers.
That's totally. That's all. That's what I do.
That's what I do, man. That's my thing, okay? We're doing that. So in the park today,
yep.
Last weekend of the food festival.
Nice catch. Yes.
Thank you. Which is cool. It's been great. And like we say, it's like, my job is to go be charming and just do that. So it was easy peasy. It was great.
So what happens when you come here? Hey-o.
I used it all up. My charm is gone.
I was trying to work something in. Like, so that's how you got your hours cut?
So
that's why you're working for Tony now, too?
While I'm working today, yes. I got to do what I got to do.
Right.
So I got no pride.
Hey, me,
And TLC Pools, remember, TLC Pools if you need a pool cleaning.
True that.
Yep, and the East County. So this girl and her mom comes up, and I talk to everybody, you know, who comes through the area, and it's like sitting and blab, and they're all charmed. And
yes.
So she says, is Taylor around?
Right.
Taylor Henderson, who's been on the show before.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, she'll be back. She's not here now, but she's probably on lunch. And she's like, oh, okay, Bobby said that she would be over here. Who's Bobby? I don't know if you know Bobby Albright.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, cool, yeah, she probably will be. And then she's like, by the way, I listened to your podcast.
Nice.
Stop it. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, what? I was like, really? She's like, yep. I listen to your podcast.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. There's actually people that listen to this?
Exactly, dude. That's exactly what
you gotta
what
pretend
I was
like
doing.
It happens all the time. You're like, oh, thanks. No big deal. Yeah, no big deal.
So,
you had no idea who she was?
No.
Is she a friend of Taylor's, obviously? Or
no,
like a friend
she's
of
a. So.
Like a regular? Or,
she's a regular.
Oh, nice.
She's a regular. And so she said, and I'm like, oh, did you listen to Taylor's episode?
Nice.
And she's like, no, I haven't, but I listened to Sydney's, and I listened to Zach's, and I listened to, she named back three or four.
Nice.
Five
Do you know her name?
Yes. And
you have to look it up?
I do have to look it up. I had to write it down.
Wow.
Let's see. Is it...
This is how much they appreciate their fans here on Life's a Binge.
Was it Zoe?
No. I think her name is Jessica with a J, and her mom's name was... God damn it. Like,
wait a second. I think I know who you're talking about.
You go ahead.
She got like, no.
Go on.
Maybe. I don't know.
She was there with her mother.
Like a shorter lady, shorter hair with glasses?
Her mom?
Yes.
Yes, and then the daughter is
shoulder length hair, kind of
glasses,
dyed,
I think.
Dyed hair,
blonde,
maybe.
Dyed blonde, maybe.
Who knows? I don't know. It's been a while since I've been at that bar.
Oh, here we go.
Biff knows everyone.
Jordan. Jordan.
Yeah.
Nice.
Her mom is Carrie.
Oh, excellent.
And her mom Carrie is friends with Allie, who have talked about getting on the show before.
Allie Nelson.
Nope. Allie Nelson would be fun too, but Allie Reyes, who has done.
The makeup
for TV shows and stuff like that. So we want to get Allie on there and
cool. Well, thanks, bring Jordan, friend. For listening.
And then she said, yeah. She was talking about all the different things, and she's like, and Jared was my favorite Biff.
Awesome.
Yeah. I was like, really? I was like, Jared would be happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, he's my favorite Biff. And I was like, well, you know, I used to do Biff. I know that.
No way. You're like, yeah, it was like 37 years ago.
No, okay. She
I want to make this real awkward. And raise your hand in this room if you auditioned for Biff and didn't get it. Whoopsie.
I did not raise my hand.
No. Oh, you know, I guess, you know what?
Just me, huh?
I've never
thanks, Ernie.
I was going to say, it sounds so snobby, but I've never auditioned and not got it, because I only auditioned that one time.
Well, there you go.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's right.
I'm about to Christian Bale you right now.
Heck yeah.
Oh, good.
Good for you. Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you, pal.
But that's awesome. Yeah. Awesome to find out listeners that
she
like
wants
me.
To do Flash. That's her show.
Ooh, Flash.
But I have you watched that?
I have not.
Me neither.
We can. Maybe.
Maybe. That's not going to happen. But
you never know.
You know what we could do, though?
What's
easily
that?
Enough. We can have somebody come in who's watched a show.
Yeah.
And just have them sell it to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like tell us about the show, and then we can ask questions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we don't have to watch every freaking thing that ever was.
Yes, we do.
Well, something would be good. Yeah, just something to talk about. But
I'm going to do that with a show this episode.
Nice.
I'm
going to pitch you guys a show that I watched, which I'm obsessed with.
Excellent.
Right on. It seems like this has got to be something that I've been watching.
Probably not.
I'm thinking also of like. I've been listening to the S-Town podcast. Did you remember Serial?
Was that an old boy band?
It sounds like
O-Town.
It does, yeah.
Look at Jared pop right in.
Yeah, My Liquid O-Town. Dreams, that's their song, the hit song they had.
You know O-Town?
Yeah, Liquid Dreams.
Do you know that in O-Town, my girlfriend's cousin was in O-Town?
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
What's his name?
His name is...
hold on, let me look it up.
starts with a J.
He was in O-Town?
Yeah.
What are the boy band O-Town.
The boy band O-Town.
No.
Justin?
Just probably the dreamy one. Was he the dreamy one?
Right.
We'll go with yes. He was dreamy.
He was like the long-haired Asian guy from Black Eyed Peas. Like, you don't quite know who he is or what he does, but he's still in the group.
He's in the band.
Yeah.
No, apparently he's, you know, he's a musician and...
Yeah,
and he's doing musician things now by himself.
Man, I'd have been in O-Town if they would have asked me.
Hey, dude, it's a great job.
Yeah.
You go audition, and the whole I didn't see it, but you auditioned as part of the show, right? The show was like putting the band together.
I believe so.
Is that right?
Making the band,
and yeah. And O-Town was the band.
I believe
of
so,
that.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So, but that's still it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I'll tell you his name later.
Cool.
If you know who O-Town is, he's that one.
Yeah, he's in it.
He's awesome. He's that one guy. So
one of the five.
Is that how many there
I
are?
Think there's, I don't. There's I either four or five.
Yeah.
So I'm going to attempt to do this now.
You're going to kill it. You're going to kill it.
Let's do this.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new product sponsor.
Yeah.
And,
this episode of Life's a Binge is sponsored by Blackfin Outfitters. So if you're into kayaking, paddleboarding, fishing, or just simply lounging around in super comfortable wearable clothing, hit up blackfinoutfitters.com. Find them on all social media at Blackfin Outfitters. And when you put in your order, put in the promo code BINGE.
B-I-N-G-E.
Yeah, and it'll get you 20% off the entire order. That's like ridiculous. You spend you spend $100, that's $20 off.
That's
math.
That is good math right there.
I hope it's right.
You were right on that one, though.
But yeah, go to blackfinoutfitters.com. Blackfin Outfitters. Look good, feel good, fish good. Outdoor gear you can wear anywhere.
Right on. I'm looking at some right now, and it looks fantastic.
I am wearing it right now. It is comfy as hell.
Yeah, and you're saying it's got like UV coating or something in it, so like it, you know, it prevents the sun from breaking in, and it's got like wicking qualities to it, so it dries you out while you're wearing it. So
it's a witch. Is that what you're saying?
Any of that wicking?
Oh, wicking. Oh, okay. It's like wicking. Okay.
But for real, go to blackfinoutfitters.com and type in the promo code BINGE to get 20% off your entire order. And hit them up on all social media at Blackfin Outfitters, particularly their Instagram. Go to Instagram and type in Blackfin Outfitters.
And here's my bone to pick with Blackfin Outfitters, because I got you guys a sponsor because this is my cousin's company from the East Coast. They're the ones I went to fishing with to Marco Island a couple months ago.
Correct.
Now, we were talking about, you know, setting you guys up with the sponsor. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. Let me get the promo code set up. I'll send it over to you. And then he sends you guys an email going like, yeah, let me know an address. I'll send you a box of shirts. I'm like, wait, douchebag, you haven't sent me a box of shirts yet. And we've been plugging.
I'm your cousin.
Yeah. I'm your cousin. We are blood. Right. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And he doesn't know my address to send me a box. I had to buy it.
Well, there you go. That's did you get 20% right off?
Before he gave me the promo code. I paid full pop.
That's awesome.
don't be like me. Enter Binge and get 20% off.
There you go. Save some cash on your cool outdoor gear. But yeah, with that, let's get rolling.
Let's do it.
Life's a binge.
Right?
Oh man, I'm telling you.
I wish we did it live. We should do it live all
one
the
day.
Time.
One day.
Maybe for 104. We should do it live for
on the
104.
On the 2 year anniversary.
Yeah, which is coming up in 4 episodes. That's out of control. But this is episode 100 with a very special guest.
Triple digits.
This is the 8th time he's been on. We think it's probably the 9th. I counted 7 episodes. I think there might be a missed one in there somewhere.
We'll make this 9th.
But let's ring him in proper like he does on his show. BJ McEvely, everybody.
Yes, just like the Tree House.
Unlike herpes, I just keep popping back up every couple months.
I forgot that it was there, and then there it is. Right, bam. Yeah.
But you know what? Like, in all honesty, we're talking about the 100th episode and how it's kind of a big deal. And
it's a huge deal.
And
it's so cool.
Yeah.
I can't even believe we got 100 episodes. That's crazy.
Different episodes. 100
different episodes.
Unique
100
100 hours of your life.
More, yeah. Probably, because we go over so much.
Yeah. And plus all the stupid bonuses that we don't really count. But there was like 25 of those, too, the midweeks.
That's true.
That's out of control. But we were talking, like, is there going to be a guest? We don't know. What are we going to talk about? And, like, we kind of just landed on, like, Tom Hanks movies and stuff, which we might even not get to.
We reserve the right to not address the topic.
Tom Hanks might shift goal into 101. Yeah, right. Is what we're saying.
Yeah, that's the goal, but who knows? And we were like, who should we get? And I tossed out, I was like, dude, get BJ. Like, he was on literally our first episode that we had a guest on, and so
yeah, I was, huh?
And and you're gonna be heading out of town soon, and I'm so leaving. I was like, dude, we gotta get him while we can, and why not make it a big one.
That's true. It's actually sad to say, this actually might be my last Life's a Binge.
Yeah, we could Skype you in.
No, don't do this. It sounds god-awful. I tried that once with Biz, because I was heated. Thanks, Harambe.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like, high school. When you're leaving high school, you're holding the record. So it's like,
right.
You
know. Well, no, I'm just glad that as Tony is driving down the 8 East, he's like, BJ again?
Yeah.
You just crash.
How many times do I have to comment on this stupid page?
Yeah.
To, like, get back on as a guest?
My goal is, I don't care if I have to take a couple days off work. If Tony comes on, I'm coming up again. I'm 3 up on him. I think I'm 2 or 3 up on him.
Yeah. Well, he's like riding on, like, oh, I was on that one where I called in for Prince, so that's a 0.5 of an episode. Yeah. I'm like, you weren't in the same room. We count it. We count it just because we love Tony.
Yes.
TLC Pools.
I love Tony, too. I've never met Tony, but I love Tony. No, I've listened to a lot of his episodes. He's really funny. And
yeah,
he's a good dude. When you two get together, you guys crack me up.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
It's entertaining. I think that especially brothers, like, because listening to you and your brother talk is a trip.
We're brothers.
Like, well, it's happening again this week.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah,
good.
He's coming up Wednesday. So
Because you guys know each other really well. You're both super smart guys, and you talk well.
And we know how to piss each other off.
Yeah. You have the buttons. You know how to push buttons for each other. And so, yeah. Tony and I do too, but it's pretty humorous buttons. Like, we're, I mean, not that you guys aren't too. You guys are totally, totally funny.
Yeah.
But, like, we don't like antagonize each other. I don't know. We're old as fuck too. So, so there's that.
Yeah, there's that so, being old.
You get to
part.
The point where you want to like break balls, but you're like, I'm just no.
If I try, I might legitimately break a ball.
Yeah.
You know what, Tony? Tormasak.
I told you, I was one who always kicked the knife out of that. Oh, oh there we go. No. Call the doctor.
Man. But no, we're super glad to have you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it made perfect sense. I'm very happy it made to be perfect here. Sense. And since if there's ever a sister podcast that we could call a sister podcast, you know, like a partner in crime or whatever. It's Life Moves Pretty Fast.
Right.
You know what I mean? Who's our guest?
You know what I was just going to say is like, I just need to keep coming on this podcast so you stop shitting on mine. And then you just went into that.
So I would never shit on your podcast.
Right.
I would never.
Yeah, I listen every week.
I would never.
You dummy. Big fat nothing.
Jared's like, do you hear last week's episode? Man, they let me have it. I gotta give it to them this next week. I gotta let them have it.
So. Yeah. That's what it's all about, though. Yeah, it's fun cross-promoting to where like I got a lot of people from back home in Chino Hills where I grew up to that listen to the podcast, and you know, if we just keep having this banter back, I'm sure there's been a crossover towards like why the hell do they keep talking about Life's a Binge?
I'm sure.
The same thing with you guys. Right. There's a lot of what was the lady's name? Ooh.
Who just
came
now,
up to you at
Jordan.
SeaWorld?
Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan. Go listen to Life Moves Pretty Fast.
Yeah, and if you're a SeaWorld person, you probably know BJ and Biz, so you want to listen to their show too.
Yeah, right. You do.
Yeah.
So you should.
All right.
Are we Jordan
done?
Are we done
stroking each other?
No.
No.
Nope.
That never ends.
So funny. And
no, you are.
No, you are.
You guys are the sexiest you combo.
You are. But I do want to, you said you are leaving. And
I'm leaving.
Do you want to announce or do you want to say that for your show? What's happening?
No, I can announce it here.
You can save it for your show.
No, I don't, whatever. It's fine.
You're like, I'm not going to record my show.
Anyone I can remember. Right
now. The announcer's like, anyone, I don't have no format for it anymore. Yeah. So I'd like to say it here.
Yeah, anyone I care about knows. No, I'm leaving, man. I'm leaving San Diego after 7 years.
That's crazy.
It sucks.
Seven years.
It does, but it doesn't.
Seven years.
It's got to be bittersweet.
It's perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's a good opportunity. It's like we said before. Like I got a job opportunity. So right now, I mean, I worked at SeaWorld for the Pets Rule Show, and I'm an animal trainer, and I've done all kinds of crazy animal work. And
most
then
recently
guy,
was Wild Animal Park, where you did like the
right,
birds.
The Safari Park.
Yeah. Sorry, Safari Park.
Damn it. And randomly, the guy, my mentor, the guy who taught me everything I know, who I put me in front of my first tiger, just randomly sent me a message and was like, "You looking for work?" And I was like, "Yes,
as a matter of fact,
what do you got?" And he set me up with a lady, and she owns a private zoo in Simi Valley or Moore Park.
Nice.
It's not the college, but it's in the city of Moore Park. And I went up, spent like 3 days with her. We talked, chatted. She's an awesome lady. She's got a great zoo, and she wants me to go run it.
Is it an actual zoo, or is it have you ever been to like lions and tigers and bears up here?
No, it's
is it
private. I mean, you can pay to
I'd
do
like
tours.
To see that sometime.
She likes to keep it very private.
Okay,
just because you know nowadays with animal stuff, people don't necessarily want to know that because she has a huge collection. She's got 4 tigers, 2 leopards, mountain lion.
Sanctuary. It's not a sanctuary. It's more. It is a zoo.
It's a sanctuary.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
a sanctuary, not a zoo. I mean, you can go and see it, but I mean, like, they take donations.
You don't sell tickets every day to
don't sell tickets. It's like if you want to do a private tour, we do private tours. So it's like $100 for an adult, $50 for kids.
Nice.
So it's not overrun with people.
Yeah. So it's
she's got a lot of stuff. Yeah. I mean, she's got a zebra, she's got a Bactrian camel, she's got a lot of birds. Bald eagles, golden eagles, hawks, falcons, owls.
You get to work with all of them.
All of them. Yeah,
you're not training. I mean, you're not going to be training a tiger.
I'm a backup. I'm a backup trainer.
Oh, so there is actual training involved, or is it more like husbandry stuff?
Backup handler. Basically, she hand raised all of them.
Okay.
So I'm not working with the three big ones. I'm not working with the mountain lion, the tigers, or the leopards. I'm just a backup, which basically means. She goes in with them because she knows them. She's known them their entire life.
Right.
So I am just there watching her, kind of like guiding. How do I put this? kind of guiding her through what the other animals are doing. So if she's interacting with the tiger and another tiger's coming up from behind, I got to let her know.
Right. Charlie's coming. Yeah.
But turn around. But if something does pop off, like I have to go in.
Yeah.
Like I got to go in and hopefully that never happens.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, is she going to try to introduce you to them in a way to sort of get you acclimated?
She has two new cats that I am going to work with that are only 11 months old.
Oh, cool.
That's so sweet.
And maybe that's the way that I can do it.
Yeah. And like,
I think they can get them at a young age. Like, for
if you can get. It's not that young, but they're not as dangerous as tigers. So it's cool to do that. And I go in with the lynx, I go in with the servals, I go in with all the birds.
So cool.
Horses,
now, lynx are like yay big?
No, lynx is big. Yeah.
It's big like a tiger or a lion.
No.
Mountain lion?
No, not even that big. I mean, they're a decent size. They'll
like bobcat size?
They'll wreck you. Kind of. A little bigger than bobcat.
Bigger bobcat, okay.
Nice.
That's like a bobcat, right? Like a yay?
Yeah, just about. Just so all the listeners know what
yay is. Yes. About yay big?
In their brain,
I caught a fish and it was like, this big.
They're like, duh, it's bobcat size. Yeah, I know where his hands are. It's bobcat size.
So not to bore your listeners, but yes, so it's a really cool opportunity for me. Honestly, I don't know how I got it. I don't know how I got this responsibility of actually running a zoo.
Hey,
but
that's awesome.
I'm running a zoo.
That's so cool.
And then hopefully the lady retires in the next 10 years, and then I'll take really over own my own zoo.
That's so sweet.
Now,
me and Matt Damon.
I was going to say, did you ever see, what is it?
We bought a zoo.
Oh,
we bought a zoo.
Yeah,
I shrunk the kids and bought a zoo.
Right. Yeah. Rick Moranis was top notch in that one.
Honey, I shrunk the zoo.
I love that movie. A lot of people give that movie flack. I think it's a great movie.
I bought a zoo.
We bought a zoo. Yeah.
I like it too. No, it's super cute. It's Richard Linklater.
Cameron Crowe, dude.
Is it? Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a filmmaker that I like. That's what I remember.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
It's good. Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That's Scarlett Johansson's in it, too. Yeah.
But I'm an animal dummy.
Yeah.
Oh, and the one thing I will say that I will get a tad bit furious about if it doesn't happen is you got to save, if I do come back, animal movie episode for me.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, that's something we were talking about getting maybe some pets trainers in.
We could do that right now. F Tom Hanks.
Yeah, see, I think it's good. This one's gonna be a lot of us. Tom like, Hanks, shooting
what did
the
I
shit.
Do? Right. What did I do?
You're notoriously Hollywood jerk.
He's like, okay, let's start with Turner and Hooch then. Okay, can we do both?
Right,
we can do there animal movie and
is,
Tom Hanks.
Is there other? There's it's the only one, isn't it? That's
with
the only Tom Hanks animal
with
movie
animals.
Is Turner and Hooch.
Is Joe versus Volcano? Aren't there some animals
what?
Behaviors in there?
No,
isn't there? I never saw it.
Ace Ventura. That's an animal movie, right?
But that's not Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks had a small role. No, he didn't.
No.
Tom Hanks was the landlord. Sure, they made him look real Armenian, but he was the landlord.
And then that's later he played Ding on Breaking Bad. That's also Tom Hanks. Same guy. Same guy.
Right.
Interesting ding. Makeup.
Same one.
I'm so...
ding, ding, ding. Tom Hanks, yeah. That was Tom Hanks, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's so brilliant. Like, it's so...
yeah,
Joe does so much with that one little bell, right, man. Yeah. It blows me away.
Yeah.
It was in a good callback, too, because he actually did that in Joe versus the Ding Ding.
Ding, 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 ding. My ding, 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 ding.
Which was also the name of a porn I watched a few weeks ago.
Joe versus the Ding Ding. Oh, man.
Right on.
But yeah, that's cool. That's super cool. It's a bummer that you're leaving, but it's super cool.
I'm going to be a college boy right now. I had a little bit of Fireball left over from my Chinggis, so I'm going to drink
that. Hey, you could be Zach Wolf and drink an entire bottle.
Oh, all right. Challenge accepted, Zach.
And at the beginning, just be like, hey, guys, this show's really meaningful to me. And at the end of the episode, just be like, so
listen for sure.
You just got to check out this show. It's called
Is that what happened?
No.
No, not quite
I'm
that bad.
Super we're just exaggerating. Yeah, I'm just messing with Zach because he listens. And so I just got to... Just got to throw him under the bus a little bit. SDMT.org, by the way.
Go see Blind Date.
Yeah. First date.
First date. Whoops.
Oh, man, close enough.
Really? After all those plugs they got last week? Holy shit.
Yeah. But yeah, it's...
I'm sad to go.
Do you know what's going to happen with your show?
You know what we
or
don't?
Know, or?
It would be awesome if I can get a hold of my co-host.
Well, he's been like...
Right, now he's
off in Philly.
Yeah, well,
like,
we're
going to have
a really...
Living the ESPN dream.
Yeah, we're going to have a really good episode this week.
About the draft or about...
Yeah, him working the NFL draft and me leaving and all that stuff. And my brother's going to be there, so Solid. It's probably going to be a long one.
Solid. Split it into two parts.
But yeah. Get two more. Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully, I mean, if you are subscribed to our podcast, do not unsubscribe.
Well, yeah.
Because we'll randomly be putting stuff out when I come and visit, and I'll just call Mike up, and we'll just put something together real quick. But
yeah, for sure.
We'll see.
I was asking B about that on the way here. Like, do you can keep the name and do something, you know, like, and do it by yourself or with somebody else? And
who knows?
It's hard to say, you can never do a podcast by yourself.
I think that would be very hard.
I know
Sultan does it, but...
But that's hard. Like, I did the thing when I left Pets Rule, and I thought I was going to be like, oh, it's going to be like 5 minutes. But it ended up being like an hour long, and I split it into like four parts.
Yeah.
But I was also drinking and emotional.
Well, see, that's key.
Yeah, I can't do that on a weekly basis and just get plowed and just talk about my feelings.
Well, like, Zoltan's works because his is like a journal. Mm-hmm. And which is, well, I like kind of stole that idea when I do my show. It's not.
She watches your thing too.
My day in 5 minutes.
She watches your My Day in 5 Minutes.
Check it out, guys. So, My Day in 5 Minutes.
That's another. I was like, really?
or as we like to call it here on the couch, My Day in Ding Ding.
Ding Ding Ding. Yeah. My Day in Ding Ding.
I think I'm about changing the name. But those, like, they work because it's more of like you just recap. It's a recap of like what happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like if you were to sit down and like try and run a show. Like, it's a lot harder when you're like, I'm going to talk about, you know, Tom Hanks movies. And then you're sitting there by yourself. You're like,
Right.
So I like Tom Hanks because, and then all of a sudden you're like, I have no idea what to say anymore. So
right.
It's like when you got up to go pee that one time in the middle of the show, I was like, I got this. I can just talk. And then I was like looking around. I was like, I can't.
How long does it take for him to pee? Because it's been 10 seconds now.
It's hard if you don't have an agenda on like something that you want to talk about. Because I literally, when I did mine, like I had like a list of stuff. And so I was like, oh, I'm done with this one. Move on to the next one. But if you just randomly have to do it, it's like, you know what really pisses me off? Blah, blah, blah. Like any comedian that was from the 90s on A&E and even at the Improv.
Or any like radio
host.
Deal?
What's the deal with blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, I mean like sports radio or political radio, they're just like... sit down and they talk about, they don't have anyone there to talk to.
They just rant.
They have, I'm sure they have a list of stuff they start ranting about. They go with the stream of consciousness.
Well, but they have a topic of like 7 minutes that they have to rant on. And then the rest of the hour is just taking callers and commercials.
Right.
I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it is like you just take callers and you're set.
Let's call her suck.
Well, we're taking a caller right now, so hit us up at 1-800-425-LNPF. I wonder if anybody
called. Number 9 caller gets 6 pounds of Goliath grouper.
We told them to call and record it, but I don't think anybody did. That would have been funny.
Yeah.
You should do that right now. 1-800-425-LNPF.
Who has it?
And just record it. Whatever the phone number is, just call it. Record yourself and ask for grouper. That's what the thing was. That was the challenge that I put forth.
Am I caller number 9? I don't know.
When I was a guest host on
the LNPF. I want the grouper.
Because I get 6 pounds of Goliath grouper, which is actually what I found out, a very, very illegal fish to catch.
Really?
Extremely
illegal. Why is that now? Because it's...
They do a lot of like scientific research on grouper.
Huh. Are they like the main catch and release fish? Yeah.
But you can't keep them.
It's not.
What's shitty is that people will actually go and if they catch a grouper, they'll literally just like gaff it, they'll cut it, take the meat, throw it in their cooler, and then just leave the fish in the middle of the ocean.
So they don't. So the meat in the cooler, you don't
Thanks,
see
humans.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. People suck.
God, I hate human beings.
Yep. We took Nemo right out of the freaking ocean, man.
Mm-hmm.
God.
And what was the part two?
Dory.
I saw that.
Jesus.
I saw.
What was that one?
B, you do know that Dory was in the first one too, right?
No.
Good. Did you not see the first one?
I saw the first one.
We're gonna change this from Tom Hanks to Finding Nemo, Finding Dory.
Those are animal movies.
So I saw the end of it particularly of Finding Dory,
uh-huh.
And it was very sweet. Have you seen Finding Dory? Of course you have.
Come on, dude. It's a Pixar movie.
Have I seen it?
Have you guys done a Disney movie episode?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll get some ideas. You need to get Uncle Timmy on that one.
When there was a point where there
Pinocchio,
was a fake...
We were talking about doing like Disney movies one at a time.
Well, yeah, there was a fake article that came out that was like Netflix acquired the rights to all the Disney movies and they're going to release them or whatever. And that was when we were still doing the midweeks and we're like, let's do all the Disney movies like in order.
Yeah.
And we'll do those for the midweeks.
Right.
But then they didn't do that.
It was not a true statement.
It was a clickbait.
It was something full of garbage. Yeah, it was something that they had like, part of it was true. Like they had like with some of their movies, Like Avengers came out on it.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of Disney movies.
They got like a contract, but it wasn't all of them. Like, it wasn't the
backlog. Yeah, the entire library of great animated movies.
Did you see what Netflix did just buy for $109 million?
Nope.
No.
Oh my God!
All right, hold, you're
going to lose your shit.
I'm gonna lose my shit. $109 million.
No. It hasn't been made yet.
Oh! For original programming for them. Ooh.
Reading a movie called The Irishman. Okay, it's about an Irish guy who is a hitman for the Italian mafia.
Huh.
Is this sort of like Henry Hill?
It's a true story.
Yeah.
And
B, you know exactly where I'm going. I'll give you the director.
Okay.
Martin Scorsese.
What?
So is this not the Henry Hill story?
No. Not Henry Hill.
It's not. So this, okay. I thought maybe it was like a long version of Goodfellas. Right.
No, it's not. It's a whole different thing. Okay. An Irish guy who was a hitman for the mafia.
And it's
directed by Scorsese, starring De Niro. Pacino.
In this Netflix thing.
Pesci.
Get the fuck out of here.
Keitel.
Get out of here.
And I think Ray Liotta. They bought the rights only for $109 million.
Good lord. Yeah,
that makes sense.
De Niro, Pacino, Pesci. Pacino's never worked with Martin Scorsese before.
What blows my mind.
That's a trip.
Which if you read that, you're like, oh yeah, but you never would have thought. You would have been like, yeah, of course, they had to have crossed paths at some point.
So what blows my mind about this is Netflix is, they do original programming. This is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
And they have done original films and such, but it's weird to me that such a big, like, blockbuster type thing isn't going to be in theaters. You know what I mean? Like, unless maybe, I mean, they could distribute.
I doubt
it
though. They could. You know, it's just probably the sign of the times.
It could just be produced by Netflix. You know what I mean?
They have a bigger market, like than the movies. Like, they have more reach.
No, I think Netflix wants to keep everything to themselves.
I know, but yeah. That's so weird to me.
They've established themselves so largely
because that means that it just changes the game entirely. Because like they'll release like what's the Adam Sandler one that just came out?
Oh, dude, I started watching it. Once again, I was praying Sandler would put out a good
movie.
It's
not good? I heard it. Which one? Somebody said they liked it.
Sandy Wexler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that I haven't seen.
I started watching it, and it's just him doing... It's like a stupid character again. I'm just like, dude, just put out...
Did you not make it through?
I didn't make it through 30 minutes.
Got it. Because I heard it was like redeeming. Like, the character is redeeming and whatnot. But, honestly, I mean, it is a very...
he's not
Billy... typecast, I guess, or whatever.
It's a Billy Madison-esque voice.
Yeah.
In like a weird... I don't know. Dude, Sandler's got to get his act together.
Yeah, it's so weird. Because he has made very great films. Even like the more recently, like Grown Ups, excuse me, where it was like, that's a kind of goofball man-child type movie, but it was actually a good movie. Anyway.
Well, entertaining.
Yeah.
But you got to realize who you're with on that one, though. Right. He had a lot of cameos in that movie. Even just like in the first 5 minutes, there were probably
the Sandy Wexler
40
one?
Cameos. Of people talking about who Sandy Wexler is, but it was just like, dude, just make a movie. Right. Like, you're not 24 anymore.
Right. And so it's weird to me that like they have put out original movies before, but nothing like huge. Mm-hmm. And this sounds like it's gonna be, I mean, obviously it's Scorsese doing a gangster movie again, which hasn't happened forever, and they are the best gangster movies.
Departed was his last one.
Yeah. Which was when?
Which is awesome.
2002, maybe?
No, it was more recent than that.
No, yeah.
2005?
2010.
No.
Something
way.
More like that, yeah.
I guess that was 7 years ago. That makes sense. but you know what I mean? Like, it just blows my mind that
no one has that genre better than Martin Scorsese.
Right. Yeah. And so it's not going to be, there's not going to be numbers on it. You know what I mean? Like, where every other big blockbuster movie is going to have, you know, it was the biggest at the box office, or it made this much at the box office, or it had this big of an opening weekend. Like, the number they're going to have is it streamed X amount of times on Friday.
Yeah, that's big, important numbers nowadays. I mean, like the way that we consume our media has changed so much. Like, the big event is like Game of Thrones, you know, and House of Cards, and clearly this is going to be a huge.
I haven't been to the movies in well over 8 months, if not a year.
Yeah,
because yeah. it's so easy for me.
Yeah, but it's too easy.
But it's
Look at the size of our screens now and like the quality.
And there's movies I want to watch, but I'm just like, I'll wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and that's what makes it so weird. It just makes me wonder if the movie theater industry is gonna go away at some point.
At live movies, like
I don't know.
Magic Johnson
Cineplex. If a huge movie like this, do you know what it's called? Irishman? Is the Irishman?
I think it's called The Irishman, yeah.
We'll just go with that. If The Irishman is going to drop on Netflix on Friday, July 2018 or whatever the day it's going to be, they're going to be showing trailers starting this summer, and then it's just going to be
It doesn't come out until 2019.
Okay.
Why would they announce that shit now? Do you have any idea how mad that makes me, knowing I got to wait more than 2 years to watch this movie that I've been, ever since I saw it?
Yeah.
So you saw this movie.
Reading the article, I was half-chubbed.
Right.
And who was in this movie then? So this has already been a movie that's been made.
No.
It's a brand new movie.
So The Irishman is a book?
I don't know if it's a book. I think it might be a book, but it's based on a true story.
Okay, it's a story. They bought the rights to the story.
Yes.
Okay, but it's not a book that's already been
I mean, there's probably a biography or, there's probably, something written about the guy somewhere.
That's really not important. The important thing is that Scorsese's directing a movie with Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe... When was the last time Joe Pesci was in a movie?
Home Alone 2.
Gone Fishing 4.
Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag. Is that eight or seven? Eight heads? Eight
easy
heads.
Easy money. Anyway. That's my joke.
My Cousin Vinny.
That's not, did you say Utes?
The two what? The two what?
So it comes out in 2019. Mm-hmm. So that means that we're going to get a trailer probably around June of 2018.
Right.
And it's going to be a 2-minute long trailer. And then it just blows my mind that when it's released, it's like, okay, now you can watch it. It's not like you mentioned Game of Thrones or other HBO stuff, but still, that's still one episode a week. Yeah. That's still one episode a week. Whereas this is a movie, a big movie.
Yes.
Not just a fly under the radar, what's another horror? Joe Dirt 2. You know what I mean?
straight to DVD.
Where it was straight, I think Yahoo bought it.
No,
or
it wasn't
somebody.
Even.
Crackle.
Oh yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Where it's like
that's actually what a black guy with a speech impediment called me the other day.
Crackle.
So Crackle.
Hey, what up, Crackle?
Hey, watch yourself, Crackle. Oh, you think special, Crackle? We do things around here, Crackle. Hey, don't listen to him. He means cracker. Move on, Cracker.
Did you just call me Crackle?
Well, I say Crackle.
That was a good one. That hit me right. Mm. Oh, man. So it's not just some fly under
not
the radar.
Not only a dude with a speech impediment, but clearly he's got some anger issues.
Who else would be?
Some racial anger issues.
No, what other race would call me a cracker except for a black guy? Have you ever heard of another race call a white person a cracker?
No. No. And I still don't know if that's whip cracker. That's where it comes from.
What? I don't know where it comes
cracking
from.
Cracking the whip. Whoosh.
Whip cracker?
Yeah.
Cracker.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about it. Like
I never would have thought about it.
I'm
white.
You're white. Yeah. Right. My black side has to think about these things. Right, why do they say cracker?
Do you get super conflicted, laying in bed at night thinking about why people call each other different stereotypes back and forth? Why do they call him cracker?
Probably not more than anyone, but I do think about that. I always try to think why.
Have you ever heard that somewhere? Or is that an original BJ thought?
Honestly, I would think that it's sort of an original BJ thought, but a lot of things, you hear things and you forget that you hear them someplace.
Well, yeah, so, it's a lot of stand-up stuff where you're this is really good, and then you say it out loud, and then somebody's whoa, whoa, whoa. You just told a Jerry Seinfeld joke.
Right.
You're no, I didn't. What are you talking about?
That happened to me.
I think that it's original. I think it is, but it could not be. But also,
that's really good if that's an original thought, and even if that's not what it is, that's really good.
Well, you do.
Reasoning.
So the answer is yes. Why? The answer is yes. I do lay in bed and wonder why do they call people cracker? I guess maybe it's because of whip cracker.
All right, this is gonna get really weird.
Okay, I got one more thing first. But hold on to that. Don't remember it?
Yeah.
Remember it, because there's one more thing. Speaking of coming up with reasonings for that. So I had this brilliant idea of why the term motherfucker was a thing.
Tom Hanks.
Because of Tom Hanks, which we're going to get to in a moment. But
yeah, sorry. Like Matt Damon on Kimmel.
So.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
The term, and my feeling was that it came out of the black neighborhoods.
No.
Yes. Okay. Did you hear me out?
No. It's got to be wrong. Like no, way. It's got to be way back to like
I'll
Oedipus.
Tell you, it's wrong.
Sure.
It's wrong. So I'm not like married to this thought, but I thought at the time that this was a brilliant thought.
Sure.
So that black that there's a whole issue in black poorer neighborhoods.
Sure.
Of absentee fathers.
Right. Correct.
So there's fathers and sons who would argue. And then the father would say, "You're not," or the kid would say, "You're not any father to me. You're just a motherfucker. You know, you're just there. You're
right,
just here to
right,
have
right,
sex
right,
with my
right,
mom.
Right.
You know,
that's
not,
pretty good.
You're not a dad. You're just a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But it's older than that.
Well, yeah, it's like an Oedipus thing.
Yeah,
it's
it
gotta
is.
Be. For
it's
sure.
old Roman. Yeah, it's yeah. it's old. It's old, old, old.
But that's so. Pretty solid.
But I was proud of that. I was proud of that.
Yeah, that's yeah. pretty good.
So, pardon my foul language, everybody.
Yeah,
so.
Whatever. Whatever, motherfucker.
Jared's like, I feel free. I hey, curse now.
We put out a curse episode, and like ever since then, it's like, eh, whatever.
So, and
whatever.
There was no...
Nobody said
no
anything.
No feedback. I
Nobody
don't
cares. Nobody's listening.
That's not true.
Ray ain't coming home.
What's her name is...
man. Oh, so. Man. Oh, Ace Ventura. I was like, what is that from? Got it. Ace Ventura.
Right. I didn't get that.
All right.
Jordan.
So,
Jordan, she listens.
I'm going to...
Go ahead. Remember,
I'm going
there
to
you
side,
go.
I'm going to sidetrack on...
Side
on,
away.
Racist words.
Yes. Okay.
Because I don't know what it is. There was an episode of South Park for years and years and years called, I think it was... The Museum of Intolerance.
Okay.
I think it must have been season, anywhere between season 10 and 12, where basically they just go through like a conveyor belt.
Isn't that, that's a real museum, isn't it?
That's the Museum
or
of Tolerance.
Tolerance
right. is about the Jewish Holocaust.
Correct. Right. I was like, what am I thinking? I was like, that's real.
Right. No, the Museum of Intolerance.
Intolerance.
Where they basically just go through a conveyor belt and they have all the races of all the kids and they just start yelling out like racial slurs at them. Where it's like beaner, queer, Jap, you
right.
know, whatever.
Right.
What? And I can't believe I'm asking this like on a public podcast. What is slope?
Well, I think it's referring to Asians'
yes,
eyes.
With the eyes.
Oh, is
that,
it?
That,
yes.
Yeah. That okay. They're instead of being round, that they're sloped and
that's
and
my that's my knowledge as well. Yes.
Yeah. Right. That's my thought.
The more you know. That's all right.
So we apologize if
so,
yes, that offends right. anybody.
So,
it's important to get the you know to get the real punch
the
behind.
That's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, when you're using a racial epithet, you want to have the power behind it. You don't want to just
say
it because it's some word.
Yeah, you want to know.
I'm talking about your stupid eyes. You yellow such and such or whatever. So
yellow such. At that point, you could have said anything.
Yeah.
Which is why I love that Louis C.K. joke. Like, why are you making me fucking say it when it's already in your head? Like, oh, anyway, man. All right. So I want to move on. I want to pitch a show to you guys that I'm all watching. Right. Speaking of Netflix.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
As long as I mention it, we can say
I
we
talk about it. At the very end, we just go like, all right, top two Tom Hanks movies, go.
Yeah, for sure. Then, like, we might get there.
And then just name the episode All Tom Hanks, yeah. all hours right. long.
Yeah, I can picture Tom Hanks like being really vain and like finding podcasts. He's like, this is all about,
ooh,
me.
About me.
These sons of bitches, they never even talk about me.
Hey, I just said your name like four times, Tom.
Right.
Calm down.
Hashtag slope.
So,
wow.
So, the right. show you're watching.
Yeah. Right. The show I've already watched.
Oh, you're watching. Okay.
Oh, I powered through it.
Excellent.
has anyone... I'm going to regret a lot of this.
Nope.
Has anyone ever seen the show Friday Night Tykes?
I haven't, but my brother, Tony, has watched it a lot.
I've seen one episode.
Maybe Tony can talk about it when he comes on, and he's two episodes behind me.
Oh, yes. He'll say, I got to come on and talk Friday Night
Concentrate
Tykes.
On driving, Tony. Oh, it's okay.
No,
just breathe.
No, please have Tony on and talk
breathe.
About it. I love this show.
So you watched, like, was it two seasons or three seasons?
No, I just watched the whole first season.
Okay.
That's on Netflix. I know that it's on now from another county or whatever.
And it's about Pee-wee football, correct?
Yes.
Eight and nine-year-olds. And these coaches run them through the fucking ringer, dude.
Really?
Like, bad. They make him puke, like, scream at him. There's one coach who I wish I could see him just so I can tell him how much I wish he goes to hell.
So it's like Toddlers in Tiaras, but with football.
With football.
No, 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 no. They treat these kids like they're, like, college, like, college.
Isn't that what they do on that pageant show? I've never seen it.
No,
I thought they treated them like poo. They don't?
No, I mean, there's some, like, stage moms who are a little bit more demanding.
Got it.
But it's not like
this. I always thought they were treating them like poo.
No, the coaches are nuts. There's one coach on there, on the Junior Broncos, that told his kids on his team, you have to constantly, like, you watch the show, and they show a lot of the coaches.
Yeah.
You have to remember they're 8 and 9 year olds.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
And some of the kids have incredible, phenomenal talent. Like, I'm watching like a kid just like completely juke everybody. I'm just like, oh, that's great. Like, I want to get his autograph now because he's going to be a professional. But there was a coach for the Junior Broncos who literally told his defense, go helmet to helmet, hit him in the temple, take him out of the fucking game.
What? That's insane.
Now,
I don't care what you do. I want you to make them bleed.
Yeah, dude, that's so fucked up. Like, that is 9 year olds up.
Now, is this
that makes me angry? Here's the thing. Fucked up.
I imagine it's between like the Mississippi River and like Nevada,
Texas.
Only Texas, or the first season?
The
is
first season's only in Texas. Yeah.
Now, is it many different teams? Like, yeah. it's the league.
So it's
right?
Like one league, one little Pee-wee league.
Mm-hmm. Now, are all the coaches that way? Or is there like the nice guy coach?
All the coaches are hard asses, absolutely. But some of them are hard asses. Some of them are hard asses because they just want to be like hard asses.
Right.
And then the other ones are just hard asses because they want the kids to learn about like responsibility and respect.
So they're more of like they're more of a coach. They're still hard, but they're more of like a decent coach. Like, it's what you would typical, like, a football coach.
I haven't watched
they
it, but,
are
like,
nothing. They
I
are
hate
nothing
them all.
Like, we... Did you play football as a kid?
No.
Oh, pussy. They're...
I played baseball. Let me adjust my glasses.
Everybody wins in this game.
Right. I got a blue ribbon in my chess club. But no, they... It's, like, nothing I ever dealt with. Like, I had a coach when I was growing up who was... He was really hard.
Yeah.
He was hard. And he would get in our face and he would yell.
Right.
But at the end of it, like, he would totally come up to us and be like, hey, you did good today.
Yeah, good
love
game,
you, buddy.
Et cetera, right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Was he swearing? Was his coach swearing? Do you remember?
No. I mean, he didn't swear.
I mean, I had like a...
Like, I'd get like a damn it or something like that. Yeah, or maybe a shit would have been the big one, but it wasn't like...
You gotta make the fucking tackle.
Right. That's crazy.
Make him bleed.
But he was... Yeah, no. Oh, by the way... He started coaching this guy for the Junior Broncos. I gotta think of his name because I want everyone to tweet him and just tell him how much of a douchebag he is. He started coaching like
Tony's shouting out the name right now, by the way.
I know, I'm sure he is. Sorry, Tony.
Too bad you're not a guest, Tony.
4 years prior. 4 years prior. Jared said it, not me. And this is all I'll say because you have to have Tony on and do this episode. 4 years prior. To coach his kid has moved on out of the age bracket or whatever division, and he still coaches the same team. He lost his wife. His wife left him, and he chose coaching 9-year-old kids in football over being with his family.
Charles Chavaria, maybe?
Charles Chavaria.
There you go.
That's him.
Woohoo! Thank you, Google.
Find him and tell him.
We don't need
him
Tony.
There's something.
All right. Anyway, no, that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it because now that you know that Tony watches it, I'll leave it for Tony.
I do have. You can't talk to me about a show without me wondering. Do you think if the cameras weren't there, they'd be doing the same thing?
Yes,
do you think,
absolutely.
Like, you do.
Like, I think it would be worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's kind of like what happens at SeaWorld.
Yeah. That's true. I hear that. Like when they beat those whales.
Right.
Right.
Like when they starve them and beat them and cattle prod
them.
He's
the cat of nine tails on them.
Right.
What do I care? I'm out of here in 2 weeks.
Those whip crackers.
Right. Yeah. Disclaimer, guys. SeaWorld does not starve, beat, or whip their animals.
Not at all. What were we just saying? God dang it.
Whip cracker?
Before that.
Tom Hanks?
Before that. The
Slope.
Oh, the show. The stupid.
I was going to say it, but stupid.
The stupid coaches.
Friday Night Tex.
So, when I moved to South Carolina
at 9 years
old. What a good
name for a show, though. Golly. those bastards. Anyway, right. Sorry.
Good play on Friday Night Lights, which is such a great show. But I played football.
Did you guys do a Friday Night Lights episode?
We did. Weren't you in that? No.
No.
Wait, you didn't do that?
Probably.
Oh, who was in that? Somebody was in that.
Well, we did two.
We did one with Nick McCann.
And then we did one just by ourselves, I think.
I'm going to listen to it when I get home because that's one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
Yeah, it's so good.
Anyway. It's so great. It's such a great show. Mm-hmm. But
it's literally the first episode.
The very first episode.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's published anymore.
Or if it's like, yeah, if it's online
you'd
somewhere.
You have to go to lifesabinge.com.
How would you not leave up your first episode?
It's on lifesabinge.com in the rerun section.
There you go. There's a reason to visit our website.
Oh, by the way, after your 100th episode, I went to your website about a week ago. Mm-hmm. I was binger number 109.
Oh, there's a counter still? I thought I removed that.
Nope.
Interesting. You're the 109th person to go there.
Yeah.
There you go. Because it only counts unique clicks.
Unique?
Yeah. Like, it'll only count your IP address one time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you can't just, like... I couldn't just like hit back and go. So I couldn't just rack up the whatever.
How are we supposed to manipulate our numbers with that bullshit? Yeah. So
you're talking about the
anyway,
coaches?
I played football.
Yes.
Like for the first time in the South, in South Carolina, when we moved from Chicago to South Carolina at 9 years old.
Okay.
And they didn't have any football in Chicago before that. So this is my first experience in the South. It was miserable. It was miserable. Mm-hmm. And so I remember I quit like after several weeks.
B, just look at me. Jared doesn't know what we're talking about right now.
You could understand. Right. You could understand. But yeah, they're just like, yeah. First of all, I played baseball, which I loved. And I loved baseball.
Now,
there's no yelling in baseball. There's no like getting in your face and like, you know, this is the military thing that happens in football.
I mean, there's a little bit of it, but not nearly like... Because even if you look at, like, the Hollywood versions of these sports, like, football is always portrayed as, like, the hard-ass, like, in-your-face, like, knock you in, push you when you're down, like, type stuff. And baseball is all about, like, picking you up and stuff. I guess, like, I don't know. Like, you're just making killing machines, I guess. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah,
that's crazy,
like, right, Ray Lewis?
Got away. There's a statue of that man. There's a statue of a murderer in Baltimore.
Boo!
Right, he's a murderer, and we're like, woohoo! Yeah. He won the Super Bowl.
Right,
and he killed those two people. Remember that time? We went stabby and stabbing.
Yeah. It's out of control.
Yeah,
a couple states away, you got one of Aaron Hernandez too, huh? Oh, thank God he hung himself.
He doesn't
There's not a statue.
No, there's not.
But.
That's where someone's got one. I'm sure there's probably like a bobblehead giveaway a couple years ago.
So this is totally TMZ.
Yeah.
But so apparently there's speculation about Aaron Hernandez's sexuality. Did you ever hear that? That something that had something sexuality.
Right.
Oh no.
Yeah. Sexuality.
Who knows? I don't know.
Here is what I heard, and this is.
God, I want to talk about this. Go ahead.
Okay. Here is what I heard on as to why Aaron Hernandez killed himself,
which he's probably killed.
And the rule is. Or the way it was explained to me makes a lot of sense. He was a patriot. End of story. I'm kidding. No. So basically, he got acquitted on the first murder, but was still on the hook for the double, right?
Correct.
So he was spending life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now, his lawyer filed an appeal. Once he files an appeal to get a new trial or whatever... automatically his conviction comes off of being guilty. So technically it's pending. He's not guilty anymore.
Right.
So he killed himself so that his family would get the money because if he was found guilty, all of his money would go to the victims of the people that he killed.
Right.
So he killed himself when it was pending so that his family would get his fortune.
So, interesting.
Wowzers. Okay. Here's my complaint.
Here we go.
I get ESPN notifications on my phone, my watch, whatever you want to. Like, it's a little, it just dings and like, hey, something's happening in the world of sports.
Okay. Because
I'm a sports guy. Now, I've gotten countless, like, bing, Aaron Hernandez. Bing, Aaron Hernandez. Bing, Aaron Hernandez. While I understand that guy played football, he played football a long time ago. Not a long time ago, but, a long time ago as far as, like,
sports. 6 years.
Right. He wasn't that good. He was decent. He was on the Patriots, so anybody on the Patriots, if Tom Brady's throwing you the ball, you're going to look better than you are.
Yeah, if he was on the Browns, it would be a non-issue.
Right. And so It just, oh God, it drives me a bonkers when ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports, thinks it's news to me that Aaron Hernandez, hey, this guy that used to play football, he played sports a long time ago, and we're going to tell you everything that's going on in his life. Hey, he killed himself. That's great. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need to know that. You don't need to send me a push notification, ESPN breaking news update, to say that Aaron Hernandez, a mediocre tight end at best, who's killed people, like, you're just glorifying, I don't know. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need notifications about somebody.
Well, there's nothing to glorify. He's dead now.
I know, but why are we talking about it? Like, why? Like, the guy's a murderer. Like, why is it news that we're like, guess what happened with Aaron Hernandez now?
I guess it's still a story. A professional athlete being...
Let's go back to talking about racial slurs. How do you feel...
But you know what I mean?
How do you feel about the word... No, I'm kidding.
But why? Like, it just... I want to know sports. Like, I have the notifications on because I want to know sports scores, or hey, so and so was traded, or hey, we drafted, you know, X guy in the fourth round. That's why I have notifications on, not breaking sports news update. Aaron Hernandez killed himself. Like,
I get the first one, like, Aaron Hernandez killed himself. It's like, okay, right, good. Okay. But
this is a news
now
story.
That you get, yeah.
But now it's like everything coming out, like, oh, family suing and
well,
this and that. And
the, it his, doesn't matter.
He's broke. And it's just like, but it's, oh, it just bugs me. Like, that's what
it's
our
same
like,
reason, yeah.
News reports are like becoming this, like, never ending, like, ugh. Anyway.
Yeah, it's all like selling advertising. It's all like getting you to look at something that someone can charge money there for because you looked at it.
Right.
And,
it just bugs.
Yep, and make a lot of money. And it's like, ooh, if you want to hear about an NFL player who killed himself and everything it builds up to. And that's drama. You know, I think that you might not be interested, but there's a lot of people.
I'm sure they
are. Who
are
going to be, yeah, who just want to hear about every instance and every detail about, you know, his life. And
hold on one second, guys. I just got a text from ESPN. Tom Hanks killed himself.
Oh, bummer.
Sorry, Tom, we can't talk about this.
Really.
About that. You're going to have to come in on Saturday.
Oh, I did actually kind of want to talk about... I spoke to Tom Hanks on the phone once.
No, you did not.
Like, said hi and that was it.
What?
My dad was in Road to Perdition.
Really?
Yeah, it just popped into my head right now. My dad was in Road to Perdition. He was in the scene to where it was raining and Tom Hanks killed Paul Newman.
I need to see that movie.
So is this also the time that you hung out and talked with Muhammad Ali?
No. It was actually Tom Hanks. It was actually Tom Hanks.
No. So your dad like
so
had
my
his
dad
number
was
or what?
One of
like,
no. My dad was on set with Tom Hanks.
Oh, and so, just like handed him the phone or
yeah. So they were like between shots and yeah. So he actually had me on the phone when he was actually shooting him, and I heard like Tom Hanks like screaming and like I just heard like a machine gun go off.
That's so cool.
And then he was just like, "Dude, stay on the phone with me." And then I just like. Stayed on the phone, and then Tom Hanks went to his chair, and then my dad just goes like, "Can you say hi to my son real quick?" He's like, "Hey, what's up? Blah blah blah, bye." And that was it.
That's
but I was
so
like,
cool.
Dad, like you realize you could get thrown off of a fucking studio lot for doing that.
Bye. That's
but that
so
literally
cool.
All it was. Yeah. It was like, "Hi, how are you? Good, bye."
That's
cool.
He's like for real. Like we're probably out of time at this point. I have no idea how we've been going, but I'm sure we're out of time. But like for real,
I got nothing to do.
Tom Hanks. He's literally like one of my like inspirations for wanting to be an actor, like for real.
He's outstanding.
It would be it would be really dumb to start to try and like fit in everything to Tom Hanks in like 20 minutes because he's my favorite of all time.
Like it blows my mind that everyone's like, if you could meet like any Hollywood celebrity, who would it be? And I'm like, Tom Hanks. They're like, really?
Yeah, the videos of him with that drunk passed out guy in the bar. Jesus, I love
what?
It.
No, I haven't seen that.
What?
No.
Dude, so he was at a bar just hanging out.
Do you research anything?
No.
He was literally at a bar hanging out, and there was these kids there. Like kids, they were like 20 something or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And like one of the kids like passed out in the booth, and so Tom Hanks took the kid's phone and like selfied like a bunch
no,
of
no, a friend
like,
took it, but I heard that it was staged. Yeah, like, he said like, "Hey Tom, can you do this for me? Like this is kind of what I want." And he's like, "Yeah, great." And so he like played along with it.
So the dude wasn't really passed out.
No, he was. Yeah, the
it
kid was
looked
passed
like
out.
He was.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, the story is that like the kid was a big, like super huge fan, and like couldn't like Tom Hanks is in the bar, like I can't believe it. And then like he passed out drunk, and then there's a bunch of pictures of Tom Hanks with the kid who's passed out drunk.
We'll show you after the podcast.
Great. I love it.
It might be good for you to go to IMDb too and look up Tom H A N K S.
Wait. I am what? yep. Tom Hanks. I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Let's not get into it because
no, we won't. This will be
if it was somebody else. If we're talking about like Paul Walker, like I'd be like, yeah, let's wrap this up. But yeah, Tom Hanks, you got to do him justice.
Oh yeah, for sure. He's
my favorite movie of his is Punchline.
Really,
I liked it. I liked that.
That was a great one.
That's
early '80s, mid '80s, early '80s.
Sally Field, right?
Yeah. Sally Field, John Goodman.
Oh, I heard Sally Field is such a bitch.
In real life?
Really? Yeah. I heard the exact opposite.
No, she really likes me.
That's what Tom told me on the phone. Tommy.
Hey, Sally Field.
Hit me up again, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, you hear about Aaron Hernandez? Bro, totally killed himself, bro. Hung himself in his jail cell. Wicked pisser, bro.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my horrible boss.
Yeah, when we do Tom Hanks.
We have three to kill, so we can do Tom Hanks.
Let's talk about a random, because I don't know how much time we have.
Who cares?
Yeah, good. I'm good with who cares. I'm good with who cares.
Todd's like, get out of my house.
Yeah. This is not bottomless. This is without a ceiling. You have to finish.
Yeah, it's 10:23, Todd. I think we're going to go until about 4:17.
Dude, you have to make it so when you actually say stuff, the people can hear it. Because there was one,
I like it.
There was one where like you said something, and it was like 5 seconds long, and I was like, "Oh yeah, that's right." And then like it just sounds like I'm talking to nothing. It's weird. Anyway,
yeah,
I think you kind of fill it in with your
imagination.
Of course, we know as I'm listening. Oh, yeah. So I know that like, oh, during the silence,
right.
Todd is talking to us, and then we comment on what Todd's
like,
said.
Yeah, right, you motherfuckers.
You're never gonna hear me. Never. You'll never hear my voice. Not once.
That's what he sounds like. That's right, a perfect Todd.
That's a top voice. That's how he talks.
What were we
gonna
say?
He's all like, you're
gonna
be in there.
Good luck with that slope.
Jesus.
Whatever.
I apologize.
It's a new word.
Yeah.
You got a new appreciation for it.
I got a new appreciation for it now. And I know to not use it again.
Yes.
Except for this house.
Show.
Yeah.
Right.
Except for this
podcast.
Right, because no one's gonna.
No one listens.
Right.
Thank you, Jordan.
I say for the next, I don't know, whatever, 15, whatever, however many minutes we have, let's pick a random, like...
Steve Buscemi.
No? What were you thinking?
I was going to say, pick like a random actor and then just talk about him. And then just have it be like the random, like, Mark Paul Gosselaar episode or something like that, like something random.
Hey Siri, who's your favorite celebrity?
I guess I don't have one.
Damn you, Siri!
She's got no opinion.
That almost worked.
She's useless.
That almost worked. Anyway, who do you want to pick? To pick somebody.
All right. How about we pick the number 7 person on the top 100 celebrity list? Now we just got to look that up. But you have to talk.
You know what? No, let's go deep. Let's go deep. Let's go like 35.
All right.
Yeah. Somebody. So it's going to be like a Kardashian, I bet.
Oh, if it's a reality person, we're going to skip them.
It's going to be like a movie star.
I already did that show. Remember that one, Tony?
And the 8 other ones.
That's fantastic. What are you Googling?
I got to meet
top 100 celebrities.
I got to meet Tony so he can.
I can't believe you haven't met Tony before.
I don't think I've met Tony.
You'd like. You'd
he's
get
all right. Sure, he's all right.
All right. Here's the Forbes Celebrity 100 list.
Okay, go to 35.
And we're going to go to the number 35.
Let's do 30. That's my favorite number.
30?
Yeah.
Number 30.
30. All right.
Continue. If I don't like it, we'll do 35.
Continue to cite.
No, I'd rather have.
I don't want to read this Forbes quote of the day. Attention. Oh, damn it. Now I wanted to read it. Attention is the rarest and purest quality, something like that.
Doesn't matter. Right. What were you talking about?
That was an ad pop up that came up. Okay.
I love how he's talking about it.
Oh, by the way.
Nobody cares.
Taylor Swift is number one.
Taylor Swift?
Yep.
That's my girl.
I
love some tea swizzle.
30.
Number 30.
Matt Damon.
Who's 35?
We bought a zoo. Look at
30
this.
30 and 31 are actually Matt Damon and Ryan Seacrest are tied. No. Oh, and tied with U2. And The Weeknd.
Who's number 35? I do want to do Matt Damon. Right. Who's 35?
The Weeknd?
The Weeknd, yeah.
How can you compare The Weeknd to Matt Damon?
The Weeknd has like 3 songs.
Ryan Seacrest. Beyonce Knowles is 34.
It's probably like right
today.
I didn't
ask for 34.
35.
They skipped 35.
What?
There's two 34s. Beyonce Knowles and Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay.
You want to go Gordon Ramsay or Matt Damon?
I'd rather do Matt Damon. Gordon Ramsay. Matt Damon.
Yeah, I'm good with Matt Damon.
I do have a Gordon Ramsay.
The only thing I got for Gordon Ramsay is, where is the risotto?
Okay, here's a Gordon Ramsay thing. Okay, so do you watch? Okay, we're going off the thing. Do you watch any like food shows with Gordon Ramsay?
Yes,
MasterChef or MasterChef Junior or any of the.
I will tell you my favorite
Hell's Kitchen. Or
my favorite. Well, it's not really a cooking show.
Hotel Hell.
I was on Hell's Kitchen.
What?
Yeah,
as a guest.
No, or, they came.
Yes,
they came. No, they pets. Came to. They came to pets. Right, and right, I was on. Yes, I was on. Right,
they got my voice on there.
Right. So I saw a video on the Facebooks where it was. You're welcome for that. Where it was,
the books, the faces.
It was Gordon Ramsay with kids versus with adults, and like it was uncensored, and so it was like him like, it's okay, don't worry. I see you burnt your chicken, but don't worry, you can fix it. Just start over with the kids, and with the adults, he's like, get the fuck out of here, you fucking donkey, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, I love Gordon Ramsay. I think he's great. I think he's very entertaining.
He's not really nice to the kids, though. He doesn't curse and scream at them, but
for the most part,
he says pretty harsh stuff to the kids.
Right, but and so
you gotta teach them young.
It was the weirdest thing.
Friday night ovens.
It was the weirdest thing actually hearing him swear.
Gordon Ramsay?
Yes, because on TV always bleeped. Always.
Oh, gotcha.
Always bleeped, and so you know he's saying fuck all the time. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out. But it's always like, get the boot out of here, you bootin' donkey, right? So it's always bleeped. And that to me sounds more entertaining than when I heard, like when I saw the video, I was like, man, he
seems like an asshole.
Well, here's not necessarily that, but it just was,
he's an asshole.
I'm sure he's not. I'm sure he's like a super nice guy, but he's playing obviously a character.
His character.
He's I mean, he's a nice guy, but he has very extremely culture. High expectations.
Right.
And there's
right.
that culture in the kitchen of like, you know,
I'm in charge.
A lot of shit. A lot of
pissing on your,
like
whoever's underneath you. Yeah.
But it was just so weird. Like, it just blew my mind to actually hear him using swear words. Because every other time, which you're so accustomed to him yelling and swearing, but it's always bleeped. And so when I actually heard the words, I was like, it kind of didn't have the same effect.
The same power.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it was also, there. It was weird.
There's a video of, which takes both of those things, where they show like the pros and, or like the one side and the other, but they actually mashed it. So it's the kids like presenting their dish, like all like doughy eyed, and then they cut to him and then it shows the kid crying, getting voted off.
I love that.
And he's screaming in her face.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, that's just
the way they
idea.
Cut it was perfect. My brother sent it to me. It was just that's like, so dude, good. You got to look at this. And I watched it. Because I love watching Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
That's where it's just a shithole and he tries to fix it.
The owners are just going under and they say, like, Gordon, fix it.
Right.
It's like Hotel
Hell. Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah. Hotel Hell. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a million of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Gordon Ramsay.
I think it's great.
But my favorite show, cooking, well, like I said, it's not cooking, but food, is called Hot Ones, which is a YouTube show.
Mm-hmm. I should
know. It's by a guy named Sean Evans. Basically, what it is he gets celebrities to sit with him, and he lines up 10 chicken wings with the sauces incredibly higher and higher and higher until the Scoville level's like 500,000.
Yep, I've seen this guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's funny as shit, because he'll start asking him like really hard questions like halfway through, and like their mouth is watering, and they're crying, and like sweating, and it's a great show. I watch it every
week.
That's
a great idea.
Oh, it's incredible. I want, like, I feel like a douchebag for like, thinking like, oh, I want to do that.
Right.
But like, I want to do it like just for fun.
Oh, yeah.
And record it, not to try and put it off as like a, hey, this is my product.
Oh, but
like, I want to do it just for fun and see how far I can
get.
Homage.
But yeah, I'm impressed with that just as a concept. Same with the dude with Ryan's friend who you'd heard before about who does the podcast about, he's got all the TV guides.
Oh, yeah.
Then you pick one out and then they talk about
that's
all the stuff.
That's such a good concept.
I'm like, that's a great concept.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I hear that. I'm like, kudos, way to go.
My favorite Matt Damon movie is Saving Private Ryan, where he co-stars opposite Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. He was in that movie. He was super good. Super good.
I think that probably is my favorite Matt Damon movie.
It's got to be like
not
Bourne.
Matt Damon performance.
It's got to be like Bourne Identity. Like Matt, if you're talking like Matt Damon movie, Like
Goodwill Hunting. It's like Goodwill Hunting. Begins and ends. Come on.
You can't think he peaked on his first like starring role.
Yeah.
I could think that.
Is Goodwill Hunting your favorite Matt Damon movie?
No.
Really?
I like that movie a lot.
Did you peek at Biff?
No. Yes. Hey,
he did pets before Biff.
Yes.
He did pets before Biff.
Actually, I'm a big fan of The Talents of Mr. Ripley.
That's a good one.
That's just a fun, like, trippy movie. And that I hear he like almost died because he was like so skinny and like
Damon movies.
But it's good. Did you like The Martian?
Kind of like Heath Ledger, huh?
But it
The Martian was good.
The Martian was
good.
Better book. Yeah. Way better book, unfortunately.
Oh, you read that book.
Yes, and it was very good.
I don't like you people.
Hey, you mean him. Book readers?
No. I'm fine with book readers. You with your fancy words on pages. Hey, look at him. I read the book, The Martian, before I saw the movie.
I did,
though. I know how to read good.
Yeah. But to me, like, I can separate the two, but unfortunately, when it's trying to be exactly the book, but you can't because it's an hour and a half long movie. Like, it was just...
Right.
The way the now, book did you... was, it was just so much more, like, in his mind, which was... They couldn't do that for
now, gravity, did you obviously. Know that the movie was coming out and you said, oh, I'll read the book? Or did you read the book, like, a while ago and it was like, oh, sweet, there's a movie coming out?
No, I saw the preview for the movie. And as you know, previews come out, like, a year in advance. I saw the preview for the movie and I was like, ooh, that looks really cool. Like, I want to see this movie. This looks like a good movie. And then I was walking through Target and I saw The Martian on the shelf. And I was like, oh, that's that movie that I wanted to see. And so I bought the book and then I read the book. And then I saw the movie.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you read The Irishman before you see it, I will fucking kill you.
Well, and so, like, for the most part, like, if it's, a series, like, a Hunger Games or whatever, like, it's a fluff book anyway, and so, like, it doesn't matter if you read it or whatever. But, like, I don't know. I just, the concept of The Martian, like, really hooked me. And, like, the first time that I really experienced, like, book-movie difference was, like, Jurassic Park, where Jurassic Park is such a good book for me. I really love the book.
John Hammond should have died on the beach falling in a hole by a Dilophosaurus.
Correct. And I really love the book, but I also really love the movie. Like, I think the movie's really good.
Yeah.
And so it's different enough to where you're not like, you guys ruined the book.
But that's such a cocky, not cocky. I'm getting way ahead of myself. That's such like a weird thing to say is that like, yes, of course, like, the book is going to go into more detail.
No, the book's always
The book
better.
Can be never-ending. There's never been a person who has said, like, oh, you saw blah, blah, blah? Oh, yeah, the movie was way better than the book.
Lord of the Rings. Movies are better.
Okay, that stuff, I can't even follow the movie, let alone words on pages and try and picture what they look like.
You're right. Like, it's so dumb.
Game of Thrones is, like... Yeah, 700 pages.
It's like the stupidest thing ever to say.
With
like,
crazy
well,
names.
The book is better. Like, it is dumb. And
everyone says the book is better. I know. Because it's such like a... I don't want to say it's a cocky thing to say, but it's kind of like a pretentious kind of like a...
Well, you know,
I read the book.
But see, like...
I mean, have you read the book?
But I'm not... And it's so weird, and I get
that...
Did
you read A League of Their Own? It's much better than the movie.
I get that it... Tom Hanks. I get that it came out that way. And whenever anybody says that, like, oh, yeah, you know, it wasn't as good as a book. Like, it always sounds that way when it sounds... It's not... Pretentious isn't the right word, but it kind of is. Where it's like, it does sound that way.
Snooty, maybe?
But it's so weird. Like, you don't... Like... Some people have that intention. When I just said it about The Martian, I wasn't trying to sound... I was just trying to say, you should probably read the book.
That's not true, Jared.
99 episodes. Establishing yourself as not necessarily a book reader, necessarily. Yeah, so we, the listening audience knows.
Read the fucking book, you guys.
Like I do. I did that one time.
God, you guys are so stupid.
You know what?
Pick up the book and fucking read it, okay? I'm sick and tired of dealing with you morons that can't read a fucking book.
Speaking of books...
was that believable?
I mentioned... That was good. That was funny. You got an audition coming up.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Good luck, man.
That's my monologue.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna rock. Read a book.
Read a fucking book.
Read a book. Read them. You ever seen that?
It's a lot better than pacing in a room just saying no for 2 minutes.
You've seen that, right? The read a book video.
I don't think so.
No.
It's like a odd animated little video.
Read a book.
Read a book. Uh-uh. Read a book. Read a motherfucking book.
I don't think I've seen that. That's
fantastic. Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth. Brush your motherfucking
I stand
teeth.
Corrected.
Yeah.
I thought of a video that was better than the actual book.
Ooh, what's that?
Go the Fuck to Sleep.
Oh, with the
Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel the video Jackson. Of Samuel L. Jackson reading it was nice. A lot better.
Yeah.
Even Jennifer Gardner.
But they're reading a book. I mean, it's a video version, but it's still the book verbatim. You know, I mean, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
That's not the movie version.
I'm just saying, yeah, it's not the movie version.
Yeah.
We should shut up. Todd probably wants to go to sleep.
Yeah, we should go here.
Matt Damon.
But
Tom Hanks, Saving Private Ryan. Right. Check it out.
Yeah.
What is it? Is this that video?
What are you doing?
He's playing Read a Book.
This is the dirty version?
We'll end with this.
Yeah!
Lil Jon.
What's up, y'all?
Or somebody trying to be Lil Jon.
This your boy, T-Mike. See, I usually do songs T-Mike. With, like, hooks and concepts and shit, right? But fuck that, man. I'm trying to go platinum. So I'm about to rock this shit. Check this out, y'all.
Funny.
Read a book, read a book, read a book, read a motherfucking book. R-E-A-D-A-B-O, okay. R-E-A-D-A-B-O, okay. R-E-A-D-A-B-O, okay. R-E-A-D-A-B-O, okay. Not a sports page, not a magazine, but a book, nigga. A fucking book, nigga. Not a sports page.
What is that word?
Not a magazine. I heard that word on the South Park episode of the Museum of Intolerance.
So that goes on and on. Anyway, that's yeah. Read a Book, Read
this
a Book.
Video, well, this video is sponsored by Trump for President.
At the beginning of the video, was he like... They're obviously making a joke, right? Like, it's a satire?
Where he's like, it I'm is, trying but to there's be, a message in
like,
there,
he's
too.
Trying, like, he's legitimately like, trying people to I mean, read, right?
Something yeah, about, yeah, like, and, reading.
And not only just raise their game.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. Look, it's called deodorant. Right. Like, it says something about, yeah, just like, brush your teeth, take care of yourself, read a
right,
book,
right.
Become something, don't, you know, don't,
right.
Not a sports page, not a magazine, read a book, you yeah. know, so it's got a message in it. And
clearly it works on you because you read a book.
Yeah. I've read a book, I read a book.
Deception Point by Dan Brown, let's talk about it.
Yeah, and remember I mentioned Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance and Robert Persig just died.
Yes.
They did a story about that.
Who else? Just
good riddance.
Wow, what's the actress that just passed away? She was on 80s TV.
Betty White.
Nope.
She's still alive.
It was like Growing
Pains. No, she died
on
today.
Growing Pains. No, she did not.
Betty White?
No. You're lying.
No, she died today.
No, she no, did not.
Yes, we she heard did.
That. No, you're
today?
Wrong.
Today?
You
motherfucker.
Dude, maybe you. I picked up my phone.
I picked up my phone too. She's I was like, the
next
wrong.
Dude. She's the next big one to go.
She's wrong. Been the next big one forever. So bless her heart. I was the last one.
I swear to God, if she dies like tomorrow or the next day because you curse. Said that
yes,
shit,
yes.
I am going to hunt like you down.
What did you say?
And I will kill you.
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton. Yes, you killed Bill Paxton. You killed him,
or a faulty heart surgery. But okay. Yeah,
you know,
it was you.
It was McKinley's fault.
Yeah. It was you.
It's McKinley's fault.
Hey, it's like the old once again another Louis C.K. joke. You kidding me? I would willingly trade that for knowledge of my powers. Let's talk about Mac's girlfriend then. I heard she died. Huh? Is that right, Jen? Tristan? Spaulding?
That's fantastic.
Fresca?
That's
right on. That's 100 episodes, dude.
Yeah, that's 100. Hey, listeners out there, man, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I wonder who's listened to 100
what?
Of episodes.
I'm one of them.
I know. You know what?
How many do you think you've heard?
I think, I gotta say, I love our listener,
less.
BJ McGinley.
Yeah.
Or more?
Oh, he's heard more.
Oh, way more.
Way
yeah.
more?
Yeah.
See, BJ.
At least
BJ
seven.
And I.
Wait, what? I don't know numbers.
Yeah.
Read a book.
Read a book.
BJ and I actually listen to podcasts that,
do,
you know,
yeah.
Our friends
other.
Do, other than, you know, famous people. So when you're listening to a podcast, maybe like it hit, like, life moves pretty fast, or This Week in Zoltan, or the Degenerate podcast. And then when we have them on as a guest, you can be like, hey, I actually listen to your show.
Yeah. And I, yeah.
And
I,
very I rarely do you guys come up with a topic. Like, there are some to where it's just like, we're talking about the Princess Diaries. I'm like, nope, I'm out.
Right.
But like, very rarely do you guys have a topic that I'm just like, I can't.
Thank
even,
you.
I
nope.
won't even be able to follow. all of this.
Yep.
Well, now that we hit 100, we're going to start talking about, well, the first thing on the list is Princess Diaries, obviously.
Absolutely has to happen.
Obviously. After Tom Hanks.
And then, yeah, and then My Little Ponies, I think, is next, because I'm such a brony.
A brony?
Yeah.
That's a thing. Jesus, that's like, Christ. Is that like a twisted thing?
No, brony.
After 100 that's hours, like a, that's the best you can come up with?
Bronies, yeah. Dallas will be on that one. He's a brony, too.
I thought that, okay, that's not some kind of reference to, like...
A brony is like a guy that likes My Little Ponies.
So that's a little twisted. Yeah. Like, that's a little
and
twisted.
And a jabroni is a guy who likes The Rock.
Now listen up, all you jabronis. Do you smell?
Was that your Rock impression?
No, I don't have a Rock impression.
Good.
Now we're going to build a wall, and we're going to down and going to eliminate all the Muslims.
JFT, John Fitzgerald Trump. We're going to infiltrate Mexico. We're going to build a wall.
We're going to kill all the Mexicans. Have you seen The Rock on that trailer for Baywatch? What do you think of that?
Baywatch?
It doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah, it's never going to be better.
It's never going to be better. Sure, never going to be better. You got me so good on the wrestling.
That's going to be a good movie.
I'll never get it back. I'll never like...
Dude, it's never going to happen. I set you up so good.
It was brilliant. And I'm like,
I was like, I think
that maybe... It doesn't matter what you think.
Nailed it.
Aw.
Nailed it.
Yep, very good. Kudos to that. So right on, man.
But dude, 100 episodes. Thanks for being here, man.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I love you guys. You're the bomb diggity shizzle.
I'm gonna miss the hell out of you guys. I'm gonna miss the hell out of podcasting.
And San Diego.
So when I get and
you won't be. I
you're gonna find something.
Yeah, I was gonna say you have.
You got a the talent. Itch, man. And you got the itch.
You've got an itch. You've got a talent.
I got.
You've
the itch, got.
Yeah. Like, microphone set up, you know.
Right. I got
so, a studio. So yeah, I mean, it would be foolish for you to not do it in some capacity. So
that's the weird.
So we're going to see, and we want to keep everybody updated on what comes next from you.
Well, that's the whole thing now too. Is that now that I don't, there's not a studio in San Diego.
Yeah, what the hell are we going
to
do?
Right.
Well, we're going to have to figure something out. Now we'll figure it out.
Get that Wheel of Fortune money.
Yeah. Shit, that thing's it's already earmarked for $10,000 worth of stuff.
I'll be getting about $4,000. No whammies.
You guys
will figure it out. It's not super crazy.
And if not, we have 100 episodes that we can run in syndication.
Until we do figure it out, yes. We're coming up on the... it's 2 years later.
I said once we hit 104, we can replay anyone we want ever.
Right.
That's the rule.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm an idiot. And I put that stupid number... like.
No, we could have done it
a year and a half ago.
I know. It does make sense to me, though. Like, it's just like a TV show. Like, once it hits season two... After season two is over, they can start replaying the other ones. Anyway.
But no, I will say that I do admire you guys a lot for literally being on point every single week for 100 weeks. Like, that's nuts. Because, I mean, like, I remember when I... produced yours and you were just like yelling at me at like 11:45 when I was driving home from like Orange County. Dude, I've never been late for a Monday upload. Dude, you need to give me the episode. Where is it? What percentage is it at? 72%. 2 minutes there. What percent? It's 74%.
Yeah, my bad about that, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
No, so my bad.
No, but no, that's fine. It's
quicker,
fine.
Please. Quicker.
But it was, no, it like that's something to be admired because, you know, we do ours as it comes.
Yeah.
And I go back and I listen to it and then I kind of edit it when I want to. And we'd never had like a release date and, you know, all of that. So we were very loose with our podcast, which is probably why it's not as successful as it should be or as it was. But
well, trust me, doing a diligent job and getting an episode out every week isn't just make you
means
popular.
Nothing.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter, but you do it.
Yeah.
You do it. Yeah. And like, I know for
it's
a fact.
It's a great practice.
And
yeah.
Here's the thing for someone like me coming from a listener standpoint, I know no matter where I'm going, if I'm doing a road trip, if I'm doing this, doing that, running errands around town, I know Wednesdays I have Bert Kreischer's podcast. I know, I think it's like Tuesday and Friday I get Greg Fitzsimmons, and I know Monday I got Life's a Bench. So if I'm around town, and I got my earphones like Monday morning. I'm like, oh, sweet, Life's a Binge. Boom, I go right to it.
Nice.
That's cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
just like the people who walk up to us in the park.
There you go.
Yeah. And it's stupid, right?
I listen.
It's awesome, though.
It's stupid to do this. Like, it seems like, like, it's not a lot of work. I mean, it is a lot of work, but, like, to actually do the show is not work.
Yeah,
like,
just sit down and talk at all. Yeah, just bullcrapping. Well, and that's
I told we have fun and have beers and shoot the shit and laugh, and I learn new racial slurs.
There you go. When I told Samantha today, as I left, I was like, you know what? Thanks for, like, putting up with, like, me and all my stupid shit. Like, I do my dumb show every day, and I, like, record Life's a Binge once a week, which is usually, like, 2.5 hours away from home. And it's like, she's just like, have fun recording.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Kiss on the cheek. See you later.
You do your guy thing.
And I'm like, that's awesome. That, like,
yeah.
It's so cool.
Andrea as well.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, and if we ever need to record at the house, you know.
Yeah. It's cool. And so, like, putting up with, like, you know, it's a hobby. But it's not, it's more than a hobby for the listeners. For us, it's a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And for, like, the listeners, like you said, like, there's literally a review on iTunes. It's like, you know, I look forward to Mondays because, like, Mondays are typically like, boo, it's Monday. But people on their commute get to listen to this dumb show that we do.
Like, I mean, cool. I got a friend, like, my best friend Chris, who who's been on the show once. He told me, he goes, I don't miss a week. And he'll call me right out and just go, like, dude, that episode was shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I didn't like that. And I'll be like, yeah, dude, that probably wasn't a good one.
Harambe was the worst. Right.
But he's like, no, that episode wasn't that good. Or, like, he'll call me and kind of, like, critique it and give me, like, you know, back to the locker room, like, play-by-play stuff.
That's what Jessica does. But
he also, I mean, guess what he did? I went and saw him a couple nights ago, and he just goes, I bought Dallas's album.
Nice.
So he just a random guy who Dallas would never know.
Right.
Chris went and bought his album.
Perfect.
That's cool.
That's so cool. It's fun. It's a fun, cool thing. And
it's a stupid hobby that can help all of us and to keep our sanity and have fun and be friends.
And it's a bummer that we're losing you, man. But we will get you back for sure.
Yeah, I have a feeling that we'll be.
And it's not like you're moving to New York.
Ventura County,
like, it's really
so.
Yeah.
I'm 3.5 hours away, so yeah, I'll be making really trips down. So if I just randomly call you and say, like, hey, guys, like,
what's up tonight?
Treehouse podcast, let's go.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Boom.
Speaking of the listeners, thanks for listening for 100 episodes. And for this one, thanks for listening for like 4.5 hours. Tom Hanks. So, yeah.
Yo, right. Tom Hanks.
But we will keep in touch. And as we hear things from McEvely, we'll keep you guys posted.
Yes.
As we know that after 18 episodes, you're a big fan of him. So you hear that, Tony? It's 18 now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was a callback to the very, very beginning.
See what I did?
The very, very beginning. But anyway.
That's what 100 episodes of experience gets you.
Yeah, there you go. And listen to those early ones. We sound so weird. It's such a different show. It's such a different show.
It is. We're comfortable in our skin now.
Yeah. And you could go pee, and I feel like I'd be able to nail it.
All right. Well, I'm going to spring it on you one day. Yeah.
I was going to say, let's test that shit right now. Yeah. Me and B are going to go play swords.
Right.
Little BJ sword fight.
Yeah.
Take it away, Jared.
That's fantastic.
There's our fundraiser.
Well, on that note, thanks for being here. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm BJ McEvely.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right?